Hi, Terry. What's on your mind? Thank you for calling.
Oh, hi there. Got a question. What kind of supplementation would you recommend for peripheral neuropathy?
Well, place they usually start is with that stuff called alpha lipoic acid that you heard about a little bit ago.
Right.
Simply because that does work a lot of the time. I'm not going to tell you it works every time, but I'd usually start with there. Now, if it's a major nerve, then I'd go over to the B12 and B1 shots that I was carrying on about. But if it's like in the fingers, in the toes, something like that, I'd start with the alpha lipoic acid.
Okay, and the supplement that you talked about that had the combination of everything except berberine for diabetic, does that have the proper dose of these in there? Would that be an approach?
No, it's not going to have enough alpha lipoic acid, sir. To get rid of peripheral neuropathy, we need bigger doses than we're going to find in any multiple.
Yeah, and that would be the ALA then would be 500 milligrams twice a day or more, three times a day maybe?
Well, only three times a day if two times a day does some good but not enough good, sir. And then you can up it with no problems.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then another question on another topic. I'm heterozygous for one of the variants of hemochromatosis, and I've got it under control with methylation. Is there any risk to me in taking additional vitamin C supplements?
No, not with hemochromatosis, unless, there's only one unless. Never take it with any food that's high in iron because the vitamin C does increase iron absorption significantly. So don't take it with meat. Take it with your veggies.
Okay. So, yeah, my ferritin hangs out now in about the 40 to 70 range. So,
okay, sir.
And all the other parameters are okay. Okay, so, well.
Let me mention something else before you go, sir. Let me mention something else before you go, please. I have no idea why every doctor out there that's trained in the regular medical schools uses the ferritin as a marker for iron. It's not a good one. There's something called serum iron. The ferritin is the iron carrier. It's like the ferritin is the suitcase and the iron is the contents of the suitcase. I've seen people with high ferritin and low iron. I've seen people with high iron and low ferritin. So if we really want to know what's in our systems in the way of iron, measure the blinking iron. It makes no sense to rely on the ferritin. That's just my remark.
Yeah, I have all that tested as well, and they're all mid-range.
Okay, good for you.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you for calling, sir.